Chapter 18.
After several minor surgeries, a skin graft, back to wraps, and a 3-day healing trance, Luke was beginning to feel almost fit. His wounds were closed, his burns had healed into red blotches, and his ankle felt ready for action. Leia looked much better, too. It would be some time before her hair returned to its normal length, but her burns had faded to inconspicuous scars that would vanish entirely after a few more Bacta treatments. And when she turned her body, it was with a natural grace that suggested the gashes on her back no longer troubled her. In short, Luke and Leia were ready to take the fight to the enemy. Just as soon as Omad Kaag actually found the enemy. Assisted by R2-D2 and C-3PO, Omad was on the Falcon's flight deck, flying blind from one long-lost repeater beacon to another. Luke felt fairly sure that the young tug captain was completely adrift navigating in the bubble. Still, he admired the way Omad answered any inquiry about their location, with a broad smile and cheery, "Almost there." It kind of reminded him of Han. Everyone else was gathered in the crew lounge, developing a plan to rescue Han and neutralize the enemy. Given the group's many disadvantages, Luke was fairly certain that neutralize would end up meaning kill. But they were trying to keep their options open. Jedi were supposed to be the good guys, after all.
5 Bessies isn't much of a squadron, but it's more than we have, Lando was saying. There's no question. We have to hit the hangars with a couple of concussion missiles on the way in.
To emphasize his point, he tapped the square-marked hangar on the schematic that Dina Use had drawn of the Kref's secret base. Tahiri thought for a moment, then put her finger on the long rectangle that abutted the hangar.
I don't know, she said. That hangar is pretty close to the barracks annex. If that's where they're keeping Han...
It won't be,
Use interrupted softly. She was seated in front of the engineering station on the other side of the lounge, slumped in her chair, and looking even worse than when they had brought her aboard the Falcon.
Captain Solo will be across the courtyard from the hangar, in the laboratory wing.
The laboratory wing?
Leia demanded, looking up from the schematic. Her expression grew stormy.
Why there?
Because the Krefts don't take prisoners, and they're too arrogant to believe they need hostages.
Use did not flinch as she said this.
If they still have Captain Solo, it's because they are using him for an experiment.
What kind of experiment?
Leia asked. Use shook her head.
If I knew, I would tell you.
It seemed to take all of her energy just to say that much, which was strange after so many days of medical care. Her blaster burn showed no sign of infection, but she was growing weaker and more jaundiced almost by the hour.
Trust me.
Leia glared at her for a moment and looked back to the schematic.
So on the first pass, we dump a couple of concussion missiles on the hangar and drop 2 YVHs on the residential annex.
Battle droids? Ben asked.
He was kneeling on the deck adjacent to the table, tinkering with some cables and circuit boards. He looked up at Lando.
You brought YVHs?
Of course I brought YVHs, Lando said, frowning. This is Han we're talking about.
Ben winced.
Sorry, I guess I meant, what are they doing in the rift?
They were for a decoy program that Lando hoped to launch against the pirates,
you said.
Yeah, Lando said.
He shot her a glare.
I guess now we understand why the program never made it past the pilot stage.
Use dropped her gaze.
I am sorry,